How long have you been retired? What do you miss most?
Not a whole lot. I miss the naughtiness of the kids, but I don't miss teaching because I got worn out again.
What grade did you teach?
I taught elementary.
Did you teach a variety of grades or a certain?
I taught anywhere from fourth grade to eighth.
What was your favorite?
I think my fifth grade is better. Mm-hmm.
What were the everyday challenges you faced?
Well, I think mostly the challenge is giving the bright kids to keep going and try to push the other ones ahead.
What was your most embarrassing moment in teaching? did you ever deal with a student that was physically or sexually abused?
Not that I'm always aware of.
What was your very first day of school?
Well, that was because I had three grades. Yeah. Trying to get everybody going in many different ways.
What changes happened during the Parkinson Society curriculum?
Well, I think when I first started teaching, my parents were back to teaching. When I ended teaching, they just the opposite of back to teaching. Or anything like that, they keep hands off. They didn't lose control that as well.
So that affected teaching art with them?
Yeah, the discipline is harder to do because of administration.
How did you change during the years you were teaching?
That's a difficult one. I suppose I got a little wiser. As you long get teach, the more education you get. You expect so much. And don't keep up your expectations.
How did you prepare to teach?
Well, I got a degree in teaching. And that time, he didn't have to head teacher.
What was required of you to keep it?
You had to have some extra hours after your age. Got a master's degree. Beyond that, I don't know.
Did your educational philosophy change?
No, not really. I didn't know that.
Describe your most challenging student.
I imagine it was one that always got their work done and then trying to bother other people.
How did you deal with them?
Usually I tried to get them to work with somebody.
How did you motivate students to read?
I suppose I wanted them to read and just to take time out and read too. Because we have to write after dinner or something like that. In writing, I'd have to give them a topic to write on and see what to do with it.
Yeah, structure. Did you deal with any violent students or acts of violence when you were...
One time in the playground, I tried to, when people in my class started fighting and I broke that up. I ended up being a parent's minister. So about that time, I decided that I'd had enough.
What did your students do for you?
I guess it made me realize that there's a lot of variety of students. They all have different interests and both have been work interests and really learning.
How did you spend your summer?
Well, I worked at a state park for the summer. It was 5 grade, 12 summer.
Did you consider your teaching cool?
Sure, at the end it was very stressful.
What did you do to relieve stress or vary it? Or to?
Well, I took me a half hour to get home or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Got more questions here.
More questions.
More questions. Okay. What was like, describe what the people should say in your teaching.
Well, that's been so long ago. I can remember what shift the day was. Either the beginning and then half, enjoying the afternoon.
Is that, like, what was that?
Well, because they'd be more alert and more traditional to start, and they do the reading and start the things in the afternoon.
I found that now, too. Okay. Yeah. Do you have, like, a certain student that you really remember?
Not really. I've had so many.
Yeah, you don't remember, like, describe your relationship with the administrators you work for. What was their job like?
I usually got along pretty well with them, actually. Didn't see many of them, just the first one was fine.
How was your curriculum for the first study developed?
Usually we got a curriculum from the administration, which is going to be office, and try to follow it and improvise.
How far did your paycheck go?
Not very.
Describe any extracurricular activity you were involved in as a part of the school.
We were very low. I mean, everybody was going the wrong way.
Was there any, like, historical events that happened during your teaching?
Yeah, Kennedy's assassination.
How was, like, what was the school day like on that?
Well, when that came over the news, I guess everybody was stunned. We tried to find out as much about it as we could.
What were some of the most trying situations in your career?
I guess that was coming out. I had a youngster that he had to watch every moment. Turned his back and he had to suck.
I hope so. When did you feel most successful?
Probably the midway in my career, I guess.
Oh. What was the most successful event in your career?
Really stands out. It's been too many years since that.
That was a long time. What was the best aspect of teaching position?
I suppose the network of the hours that I did have the summers that I could do something else.
What were its most challenging?
Trying to keep these youngsters focused. Mm-hmm. That was difficult to do.
Was there a certain subject that they just wouldn't pay attention on, or?
Well, it varies from youngster to youngster. Some didn't like their math, so they got trouble with doing math. And others would do that when they were reading. So it seemed to be the two more subjects that were kept the kids most disinterested, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.